Good Thursday. Today is April the 3rd, and you're listening to My Farm. I'm going to visit today with Rusty Goble. Rusty, president of the Ohio Soybean Association, a Williams County farmer that is going to share with us some of the important work the Soybean Association is doing with your membership dollars to make sure policy and legislation go through to benefit Ohio's farmers. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Rusty Goble. Rusty is a soybean farmer from Ohio, also currently serving as chairman of the Ohio Soybean Association. Rusty, we're down at Commodity Classic. A lot of things going on, a lot of conversations, but a couple of those that hit close to home, and one of those deals with renewable fuels. What's sort of the latest policy position, or what would we like to see going on in the industry?
Well, we're just trying to, you know, obviously trying to use as much soybeans we can. You know, in Ohio, we just think that's going to be a cleaner fuel for us, whether it's in the cars going down the road, trucks going down the road, farm equipment, locomotives. Main thing we're looking at, I believe, would be the airplanes. You know, we can all get connected that way with all the fuel that's getting burned up. If we can help the atmosphere with less emissions coming off, I think we believe the soybean oil will be a benefit to us all.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. Well, a big product that soy is really proud of that's been developed and a lot of opportunities for use as well as benefit to the environment is a spray foam for firefighting. Talk a little bit about that and maybe some things we're trying to get done in the Buckeye State.
Yeah, we're trying to get rid of the PFAS that's in the other, the old foam that's just what we had over the years, and now we have this new soy foam. We're trying to get that put promoted out. There's 3.9 or 3.6 budget in the state budget that we're trying to get pushed in. There's just a lot of things. I think they're trying to get 70, 80 gallons to each fire department in Ohio. You know, for us farmers, we would like to, and a lot of, not everywhere, but a lot of farmers are firemen in some local small communities like we have. So obviously we're trying to push the soybean, anything that we can use soybeans, whether it's crayons or it's in the soy foam. Hopefully we don't have to use that soy foam in our at our fire departments because we hope there's no fires, but at least we have that tool to use.
Sure. Effective on fighting fires, better for the environment, and safer for those guys that are out there putting their lives on the line.
That is correct.
Well, another big topic, obviously, around Commodity Classic and all of agriculture is the Farm Bill. And is there going to be a Farm Bill and where things are going? So where's the Soybean Association stand right now as far as trying to push that forward?
Well, we've been working hard with over a year on that. You know, we go to D.C., couple times a year, and we have emails or whatever going back and forth. We've been working on that for over a year, and we're still pushing for that. The farmers in Ohio, or most of Ohio, at least in my neck of the woods in northwest Ohio, had probably one of the worst years we've had in 30. Just the price of inputs and everything that we've had to put up with, you know, they have not come down too much. The yields are the worst we've had in quite some time. We need the safety net. We just need that safety net. You know, if we're going to keep the SNAP program and all the benefit programs going, which all farmers are interested in having that, we got to keep the farmers viable. And last year in our situation, I've been farming since 1975. It is going to be our worst year that we've had. Now, we've had some other good years, pretty good, you know, previously to that, but with low prices and low yields, it's just going to be rough, you know, and there's a lot of farmers, younger farmers that have not been going a long time that it's going to be real rough for them, you know, and so we're hoping the things can help out with the Farm Bill, the safety net can help out the farmers that and keep everybody going another year, and we can work hard and hopefully with the good Lord helps us out. We get some good rain and the prices pick up a little bit.
Well, one last thing we should probably mention, the Ohio Soybean Association is a membership-based organization. It's not funded by the checkoff dollars. That does a lot of other positive things, but for the important work you guys do, especially with the legislators, it takes bucks, and those bucks come through membership, and so probably worth mentioning again to farmers, if they haven't joined, be a good time to join the association.
That's right, Dusty. Right now, same as we're here this week with the Commodity Classic, with the ASA, we are having meetings and talking about policy. Your membership dollars are what brings us here. All of us, we're not here for the pay. We get a thank you, and we don't expect anything from anybody else. But we just know not all farmers can participate because they're busy with things. I'm fortunate enough that our son is able to take care of things while we're gone, and we can try and advocate for what we need to do. Some of the people in D.C. have been so far removed, they think everything just shows up at Kroger. So the more we can get membership involved, corporate sponsors, either, you know, both of them are big deals. You know, 8 or 9 out of jobs out of 10 are ag-related in Ohio. Not all of them are farmers, but there's a lot of ag going on in Ohio. So the membership, your membership dues that you can become a member of the OSA just gets the people the word out to these other places in D.C. and at the State House also. We had a day in February 12th. We had a group that went to the State House, talked to the people in Columbus. It was well received. We had some FFA kids there that really enlightened things up. The people like seeing them, and the FFA group like the same. So your membership is well needed right now. We've got 20,000 soybean farmers in Ohio, and not a big percentage of them are soybean members. And so we're looking for more members all the time.
Well said. And again, thank you for the work you do. Again, I'm visiting today with Rusty Goble. Rusty currently serving as chairman of the Ohio Soybean Association. Rusty, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Rod. We're going to change directions now and talk about ECAP. That's that new federal disaster program, the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, and some essentials that eligible producers should know as they get ready to sign up. USDA's Rod Bain has the details.
Now open for sign up by eligible producers.
Our Emergency Commodity Assistance Program,
ECAP, with up to $10 billion in payments to crop producers with expected economic losses during the 2024 crop season. Agriculture Department Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Brooke Appleton provides some of the details of how ECAP will work.
This assistance will be calculated using a flat payment rate for the eligible commodity multiplied by the eligible reported acres. These payments are based on acreage and not production. And then for acres reported as prevented plants for 2024, ECAP assistance will be calculated at 50%.
ECAP payments will be issued as payments are approved.
But the initial payments will be factored by 85%. And that's really just to ensure that the total program payments do not exceed available funding.
Assisting eligible growers with ECAP sign-up pre-filled application forms for
producers who submitted acreage report to FSA for their 2024 eligible ECAP commodities.
And an online calculation tool also available at the Farm Service Agency website, www.fsa.usda.gov.
The list of eligible commodities and per acre rates.
ECAP applications are due by August 15th. Another component of last year's American Relief Act, up to $20 billion in disaster relief payments for revenue loss or commodity damage associated with listed disasters, is still forthcoming. The Deputy Undersecretary provides an update on this part of the relief package.
We are in the process of getting that all together and rolling that out. There's about four different components to it. There are two different programs for livestock eligibility, one for wildfires and drought, and the other for flooding. And then there is a chunk of money that we will put towards doing block grant for state. And then the bulk of what is left will be that supplemental disaster program that we roll out.
With each component rolled out at different times based on program readiness. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.